Chapter 3. Requirements for Oklahoma drivers. Registration, tag, and title. The car you are driving must have a current license tag, registration, and title. When you register your car at a tag agency, which means that you have paid the required taxes, you will get a new license tag or a current year sticker to put on your present tag. If you buy or sell a car, you must go to the tag agency and transfer the title to show proper ownership. Registration and title transfer fees depend on the age, type, and value of the vehicle. Financial responsibility and compulsory liability insurance. You must be properly insured. Oklahoma has strict laws about having valid auto liability insurance. Liability means that as a driver, you are legally and financially responsible for injury, death, or property damages caused by you or your vehicle in a collision. All Oklahoma drivers and/or vehicle owners are required by law to carry the minimum limits of liability for this state. -$25,000 for injury or death of one person. -$50,000 for injury or death of two or more persons. -$25,000 for property damage. At the time of a collision or a traffic stop, the driver must show a current security verification form, proof of liability insurance, to the law enforcement officer. The vehicle owner's insurance company or an individual's non-owner insurance policy will provide the proper security verification form. Collisions. The Department of Public Safety will suspend the driver license of the uninsured driver and/or owner of a vehicle involved in a collision where there is any injury or property damage of $300 or more. Compulsory liability insurance. If you receive a ticket for failing to have proof of liability insurance, the courts will notify the Department of Public Safety. Your driver license and your vehicle tags will be suspended. Carry your proof of liability insurance, security verification form, in your car. By law, you must show it to a law enforcement officer or Department of Public Safety representative when asked. If you were in a collision, you must show your proof of liability insurance to the other driver and to the other people involved. You should write down the information from the other driver's security verification form and the driver's complete name, driver's license number, and date of birth for driver and owner for your own protection. Financial responsibility, penalty for not having liability insurance. A conviction of failure to comply with the compulsory insurance law or failure to produce proof of insurance to a law enforcement officer or Department of Public Safety representative upon request can result in a fine of up to $250, 30 days in jail, or both, suspension of license and registration. Counterfeit or fraudulent security verification. To fraudulently create, manufacture, or counterfeit a security verification form may result in a felony conviction which carries severe penalties in the form of both fine and/or imprisonment. Simple possession of a fraudulent or counterfeit security verification form may result in a misdemeanor charge being filed against you. A conviction on this charge may result in a fine of up to $250 and a mandatory suspension of your driving privilege and vehicle registration. You may only present a security verification form for proof of insurance which has been issued by an insurance company or agent. TIP. It is wise to verify that a current insurance verification form is in any vehicle you drive, regardless of who owns it, because you may be arrested and have your driving privileges suspended if you are operating it without insurance. All correspondence from the department is sent to you at the address we have on file. The Department of Public Safety must have your current address on file. Failure to keep an updated address with the department could result in a suspension without your knowledge. Keep your license. Keep in touch. Vehicle inspection. All vehicles must be equipped as required by Chapter Section 12 of Oklahoma Statute Title 47. Officers may inspect a vehicle and its equipment according to Chapter Section 13-102 of Oklahoma Statute Title 47. The following items will be inspected and must be in good working order. Lights, headlight, taillights, brake. Brakes lights, turn signals, parking lights. Horn license plate light, reflectors. Exhaust system. Valid Oklahoma license plate. Windshield and glass. Rear view mirror. Windshield wiper. If your vehicle is required by federal law. Insurance verification form to have the third brake light, it must be Tires in working order at the time of testing. Seat belts. Vehicles after 1965. Mandatory safety requirements. Seat belts and child passenger restraints. Every driver and front seat passenger must wear a properly adjusted and fastened safety seat belt system. The seat belt must be factory installed and meet federal safety standards. In a collision, seat belts reduce the force of impact against the car's interior. You can be thrown out of the car. Seat belts keep you inside the car and safer. Seat belts can keep fender benders from becoming major collisions because you are still in position to control your car or truck. If all passengers are buckled in, there is much less danger of being thrown forward or from the vehicle. Small children are especially prone to injury or death and must be protected. Sit them in the back seat with seat belts fastened or strapped into a child passenger restraint system. Child passenger restraint system. Every driver, when transporting a child under 6 years of age in a motor vehicle operated on the roadways, streets, or highways of this state, shall provide for the protection of said child by properly using a child passenger restraint system. The infant or child safety seat has to meet federal standards for crash-tested restraint systems as set by the U.S. Department of Transportation. Children at least 6 years of age but younger than 13 years of age shall be protected by use of a child passenger restraint system or a seat belt. Small children are especially at risk in a collision, even in sudden stops. No child should be allowed to ride without being restrained or to stand on the car seat or on the floor in front of the instrument panel where the head can be hit during a sudden stop or crushed in a collision. Studies show that an adult in the front seat holding an infant cannot prevent the baby from going through the windshield on impact. Passenger airbags. The explosive power of an airbag has killed children and elderly adults under 5 feet tall. If your car is equipped with an airbag on the passenger side, the Highway Safety Administration recommends putting children under 12 in the back seat. Even without airbags, the back seat is at least 26% safer than the front seat because most serious crashes involve the front of the vehicle. Helpful hint. Before driving, we suggest a friendly family meeting at home where you explain to children why the back seat is always reserved for them and why we all buckle up for safety. This will avoid arguments when getting into the family car.